Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
My life in a nutshell. Very sore today. My wife has a machine, and I forget what it's called, but she does these workouts on it. And yesterday she's like, hey, I can take you through one of these workouts. Weather wasn't great, so I did it. And when I lift, usually I have weights and a deadlift and a bench press and I do curls and I talk like this when it's over. And so she gets me on this thing, Reformer.
Yeah.
I think's what it's called. So, and she's leading me through this. She's like, okay, I am so sore. And while I was doing it, I wasn't like, this is so rocking. But I was like, that's pretty good. I was sweating pretty good. Tough. But I'm so sore in like my guts. Never had a full gut sore. Like I've been sore in my stomach, but I think my kidney's sore.
Yeah, that's because it hit those like teeny tiny muscles in there that you never hit.
That's what I feel like. It's tough. And she crushes that stuff, man. She's ripped. I did that, so I'm a little sore today, but I'm pretty good. My life is also, for the next week or so, I'm going to start doing book promotion for my kids' book, which I have here on the table. It is Stanley the Dog and his first day at school, and it is going out a week from today. And so if you could pre-order it now and get it sent right to your house, that'd be awesome. But, you know, now's the stage when I get nervous about it. Okay, people are going to start reading it. Is it any good? This happens with everything I've ever put out. I'm like, you know what? That sucked, didn't it? That's what I tell myself. You did it. That sucked, though. Let's be honest. It was not good. Everybody's going to hate it. And this will be a big L. And so hopefully that is not the case, but that's how I feel right now. But I did this book with the message of, you don't have to fit in. Fitting in's not even that cool, honestly. Like, what makes you different is what makes you awesome. And that's the story of Stanley when he goes to school. He's not like the other kids, which are dogs. Because Stanley's kind of a, you know, big kind of dog. But he's looking for his place, and he finds it doing something. But you can check out the book. It's out in a week. I gave a copy to Eddie's wife. I guess not you, your wife.
I don't know who you gave it to.
Yeah, I gave it to your wife. You gave it at the house, yeah.
Yeah, so they brought it home, and I was at the house, and I was walking by the kids' bedrooms, and all three of the little boys, the 7, 8, and 3-year-old, they're all sitting there, and the 8-year-old's reading your book to them. And I thought that was really cool. I mean, like, that's really – I wanted to take, like, a picture and be like – Oh my gosh, send it to you and to do. They love your book.
That's what I was going to ask. Now, do they love it because they know me, or do you think they actually like the book?
It's a good question. I didn't get a review from them. I didn't ask them, like, ooh, what do you like? What do you hate about it? But I think that it's really cool to them that dad has a friend that writes books and that's on TV. And I started thinking, like, dude, my dad didn't have any friends like that. Like, they must think that's so cool that, yeah, man, Eddie's friend Bobby, like, he has this book and we're reading it right now.
They call you Eddie? That's weird. He's like, they're like, man, Eddie's friend.
Daddy's friend.
Well, you know, I guess I was kind of hoping for you to be like, yeah, that book knocked their socks off. They changed their lives. They're really on. Hey, say that.
Tell you what, they haven't really
read it on the podcast.
But I can see in their eyes that they really loved it.
Boom, and they've probably been better kids. Have they been better kids since they read it?
Oh, much better.
Oh, come on. Are they doing all their chores?
Everything.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
Extra.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing extra chores.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Never seen them do that before.
All right, parents, you heard it here. If you want your kids to do extra chores, get Stanley the dog in his first day at school. You can pre-order it now on Amazon or wherever and have it the day of. But I'm pretty pumped about it. I've got it up here on the desk. I hope you guys like it. And if you don't, I totally understand. Because I totally understand.
No, they'll love it.
No, I totally understand.
I'm
an idiot. I'm an imposter.
Like parents are going to like reading it. Yeah. And then kids, they're honestly, yeah, I feel like they're going to be very into the message. They'll probably love it.
I was thinking about reading it on the air next week, the whole thing.
The whole thing?
But can I get sued for reading my own book on the air?
By who?
Well, the publishing company. That'd be like I'm giving away. It'd be like acting out a full movie within spoiler scene. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about reading the whole book on the air next week. Like a little sit. No?
It takes my kids about 30 minutes. How long's the read for you?
Show's 5 hours, baby. Let's go. All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This one starts, Bobby, help. All right. Our bride-to-be is wanting to go clubbing while most of us are in our mid-30s with kids and are not necessarily excited for the clubbing scene at this point in our life. She was kicking around two places at the beginning, but chose the more nightlife option. It's her second marriage, but she did not do a bachelorette party for her first marriage. We all want to support what she wants to do, but we really want to know, is it worth asking that she'd consider the other option? What do we do? Just keep quiet and go to the club or ask for the other option? Help! Signed, love our bride, but not the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, you can go on this one.
I mean, right away, you do what she wants to do. It's her wedding. Her celebration. If she didn't get to do this her first time around, she's wanting to do the second one right. This is something that she wants to do, so it's one night of your life.
I agree with that. I also think she's probably going to do this and be miserable.
Yeah, but let her figure that
out. Yes, that's her to be like, yeah, guys, this wasn't the best idea. If she wants to go, you have to go,
yeah,
right?
And I get it. I wouldn't want to go to the club either. But you might surprise yourself. Who knows? Go in. Set the bar low, and you might have a good time.
What do you mean set the bar low?
Expectations.
If you go, like, 9?
No. No. I just mean, like, know that you might not have, like, the best time ever, but you might surprise yourself.
Okay, well, listen to Amy. She says go. I say go as well. Do it for her. I have a feeling she's not going to love it as much as she thinks she will. And then you won't be the one that rained on the parade.
Yes.
Right? All right, there you go. Thank you. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Christian Bush is one of the two people in the duo Sugarland. From Sugarland, for example, Baby Girl.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke.
All I Want to Do.
All I Want to Do.
He's also a solo artist, a singer-songwriter. So he had this song that was his back in the day.
I don't know why, everybody wanna die rich.
And he just put out a new song. We're gonna talk to him. Here is Christian Bush, one of the people in Sugarland. Hey, Christian is on. I texted him because he has two songs that came out. And I listened to them and I was like, dang, I like the t-shirt one. It's called When This Shirt Was New. And then we played it on the air. We were just talking about it. And it's so good.
I'm always thinking about it. Always smile about it. The fast car, guitar, summer, and the girl that I loved back when this shirt was new.
That's a jam, man. That's awesome. So glad you put that one. That's like a perfect upbeat summer song, make you feel good. So did you write that one?
Oh, yeah. I wrote it. I wrote it with Connie Harrington. We were, you know, thinking about all those t-shirts that, you know, all the people that you love end up stealing from you. You know, you got to go negotiate them back.
You put it out. So are you playing shows as well? Like, why'd you put out the new music right now?
Well, I turned 52 this year, and I thought, well, that's a kind of weird thing to be, because I never thought I would be that old. So I decided I would put out 52 songs on my 52nd birthday.
Wait, what?
Which was in March. So the record company asked me to cut it into four different releases, and this is the second release.
I don't understand, though. 52, I understand the math of divided by four. So is this going to be a bigger project that comes out, and this is just two from that bigger project of the quarter of the 52?
Yeah. So it's a layered album, and by next March, you will have had 52 songs. The whole album comes out on the 24th, I believe, of June.
Well, I love the song. So just wanted to say hello, and I text Chris, like, can you come on? He goes, like, well, I'm in the shower. I was like, good. We can't see you.
Perfect.
We have a camera in your house. Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, Bobby Bones, last time that something like this happened, I was somewhere out west, and I woke up to a phone full of text messages about Trailer Hitch, and you had played it.
As a jam.
And the same thing's happening right now. So thank you.
That's a jam. Do you guys, final question, I got to ask you the obligatory Sugarland question. Are you guys ever doing anything again?
Oh, absolutely. We turned in a record right at the beginning of COVID.
Wait, what?
We turned in a record in March of that year, and it was ready. And we were ready to go out on tour in May. And then they just kept pushing it and pushing it. So that's where we are, just waiting for someone to tell us when we're supposed to go back out.
Wait, you're saying right now, because I thought you were going to say, you know, we still talk about getting back together every now and then. You know, that was
Oh, no.
But you're telling me you did a whole Sugarland record, and you guys are ready to take the world on again as Sugarland.
You know, we make music. I decided that maybe we needed to not sing our own songs for the first time as a very big Sugarland experiment. And we asked the best songwriters in the town, please send us your stuff. And Jennifer and I cut five songs we didn't even know or write. And it was beautiful. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Has this news already been broken? Is this old news that I just didn't know, or is it new news? And regardless of what the real answer is, just say, no, it's breaking news, and you're the only one who has it. So, go ahead, Christian, say that.
Well, it's new news for you, which I think is great.
No, you missed what I said there. Say, this is breaking news, and you're the only one that has it.
This is breaking news, and you're the only one that has it.
You heard it here first, guys. There it is. Breaking news. All right, Christian. Well, I love the song. Wanted to tell you that publicly in a forum where lots of people could hear it. And then when you guys are rolling in Sugarland, come on. Let's do it again. I'll see you guys, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
You're a lovely human. It was great talking to you, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
As are you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. Bobby
Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Sam Hunt is officially a dad. He shared during a performance at the Ryman that he and his wife welcomed their daughter a couple weeks ago. Her name is Lucy Liu. Scotty McCreary loves that his fans are enjoying his song, Damn Straight.
I remember a time not too long ago, I just wanted one. That was like my biggest goal in country music. So to have four is just nuts to me. And Damn Straight, I think it's our quickest climbing song on the charts since Love You This Big. So we're excited. We're just trying to enjoy the moment and have a good time with it.
Carly Pierce shared why she believes she has a responsibility to her fans during CMA Fest.
I stood in line for hours for people like Shadazy, Leanne Rimes, Leanne Womack. All I wanted was to see them. Now seeing the lines for me and seeing that the fans are taking the time out of their busy 4 days to come and see me, it's a responsibility to make sure that the way that I felt when I met those artists that were my favorites.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a girl, Shelby Dela Cruz. She loves animals. She works with a lot of animals at the pound that are homeless. She'll go and hang out and volunteer, and she'll also read books to the pets as well. Now, over the past few years, she started a business called Jeweled by Shelby. And so instead of keeping the profits for herself when she's making jewelry for people, she donates to local animal shelters. So one, she makes the jewelry, which, by the way, I still have your daughter's bracelet that she made me forever ago.
Oh, yeah, and she makes those for the orphanage in Haiti. They say
she still does it?
Well, most of them say Espoir, but I think for you, maybe she put Bobby.
No, it's not my name.
No.
It's Kaylin's initials.
Okay.
Mine just says, you're cool. I look at it for hope. Anyway, she started this jewelry business, and she's been able to download a bunch of money to this animal shelter. And so now she wants to pursue a career in biotechnology and have a jewelry business. She's got big dreams. Your daughter has like 19 dreams as well, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got all kinds of dreams. Like when she's in school, she sells stuff to fellow peers and students, like minutes on the Theragun. She currently, her latest is she's looking for investors. She wants to get a lake house and Airbnb it.
Yeah, join the club. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So do we.
Nice.
But like her dreams, as far as the profession goes, she always has big ones and that aren't even near each other. Like, she wanted to be a doctor and then an actress.
Yes, a model, a YouTuber.
Same here. Hey, same here.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Shelby De La Cruz. That's awesome. Keep doing what you do. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Elder versus Millennial. It's Eddie the oldest versus Morgan number two, the youngest on our show. Are you guys ready to play?
Oh.
Okay, listen, you have to buzz in, okay?
Okay.
Buzz in with your name if you know the answer. In the elder category, meaning Eddie should know the answer to this. In The Breakfast Club, the movie, this song, Don't Forget About Me.
Baby, don't you forget about me.
It plays during the opening and closing credits. The question is, who sings Don't You Forget About Me?
Morgan. John Bon Jovi.
Incorrect. Eddie.
New Order.
Incorrect.
The answer
would have been Simple Minds.
Oh, man.
Millennial question. What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiere? Eddie.
That's E.
Correct.
Ooh, wow.
Eddie with
the big steal.
Wow.
Just stole that one.
Let's go back to movies in the elder category. In what movie does the actor John Cusack hold up a boombox?
Eddie. Say Anything.
That is correct. And he plays this song here.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
Your eyes.
I am.
Okay, Morgan. This is your category. Well, millennial. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake wore what iconic matching
outfits? Morgan.
Morgan.
Jean, matching outfits.
I will accept denim. That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake wore denim outfits to the 2001 AMAs. You may see it occasionally on Instagram now.
Yeah.
In the final elder question, which actor was originally cast to play the main character in Back to the Future?
Oh, originally. We've talked about this.
I just saw this for the first time, so I got nothing.
Yeesh. We've talked about this. You've talked about
this. 5 seconds.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's go, Eddie.
Go ahead.
Eric Stoltz.
That's correct.
Really?
Who is Eric Stoltz?
That's correct.
That's crazy.
And they shot a pretty significant amount of the movie, and they were like, it's not working, so they fired him and got Michael J. Fox, who they had originally asked, but couldn't do it.
Exactly what you just said right there. I remember that conversation like a year ago or two years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Final question in the millennial category. What Olsen sister plays Wanda in WandaVision?
Eddie, Morgan. Elizabeth Olsen.
Dang it.
Correct. Yep. Eddie dominates 4-1 this time. Wow, Eddie. Yeah. Nice job, buddy.
I was feeling that one.
Wow. Okay, tiebreaker. What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Morgan. Eddie.
Morgan.
Shaking my head.
Yeah, that's true. Rupert Grint played what character?
Morgan. Ron.
Ron is correct.
A little too late, but that's good.
I know. It's
what
fine.
Actor plays Ducky in Pretty in Pink?
What?
Pretty in Pink. Who plays Ducky?
That's your era movie.
It is. Pretty in Pink's my era.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, Richard Gere.
No, John Cryer. And finally, what NBA team did Magic Johnson play
Morgan.
For? Morgan.
Chicago Bulls.
No. Oh. That's Michael Jordan.
Dang. That's the Lakers.
That's Eddie, you win anyway. Yeah. Nice job. Elder versus Millennial. Woo. Eddie with another win. All right.
Thanks for clapping, guys.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Lunchbox came in like, I got to talk about this. So we don't know. Do you know, Amy?
I don't.
Okay, what do you think it is? Lunchbox saw something at the grocery store that he's never seen before. Could it have to do with samples? Like, were
no,
they?
No, because I'm sure he's been to like.
But like, give it away full. Give it away full and not samples.
Wow, full? I was thinking like a seated section for, you know, people to wait at while their partner shops.
Okay. Probably any of those then. Right?
No.
Okay, what okay. is it?
So I'm standing at the meat counter, and the meat guy and the guy next to me was there first, and he goes, what can I help you with today, sir? And he goes, let me get two of your best ribeyes. And he hands the meat guy a $10 bill. And the meat guy, instead of getting it out of the display case, goes in the back and comes out with it wrapped up. He goes, our two best ribeyes, sir. And I was like, does this go? Who knew you were supposed to tip the meat guy to get better meat?
Well, supposed to. I don't know if that's the appropriate term, but I think anytime you grease the wheel, it goes a little faster. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I had never seen someone slide the meat guy a any money. I never knew that was even an option. Never knew that there was meat in the back. They would go get you if you slip them a tent.
That was mind-blowing.
I was just standing there, and I was like, I couldn't even say anything. I wanted to ask the guy, like, do you do that all the time? But I just sat there, and I was like, what in the world? Like, you know what I mean? It was just so weird.
I've never tipped a meat guy, but I can see where if you tip anybody and they're doing a service, they're going to make sure that service is even better for you.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had an understanding from a previous, or if the guy just walks on like a baller and just throws tens of the meat guys everywhere.
That's a good question. Like,
why did you interview him? You had to get the opportunity for the interview of the day.
Listen, or why didn't you try it right after him? Give the guy a one. Give me your best sirloin.
Give me your
one.
Most mediocre bologna.
Here's okay 50 him cents. In compliments.
I was just in shock that I couldn't even interview the guy about like, hey, so do you do this at every grocery store? Is this your friend or is this the meat guy you've been coming to for years? I just was like, what just went down?
I do have a clip here of the lunch brought from the grocery store, though.
Yep.
You want to tell him what it is?
Man, I got recognized again. Doing some grocery shopping.
But if you have to record it when you get recognized, it ain't happening a whole lot.
No, this is to show you that, guys, that maybe I should go back to wearing a mask at the grocery store, or I got to send someone in to shop for me because I go into the grocery store for 20 minutes, turns into 35 because I got to talk to everyone. And this is just another example.
So,
guys, I mean, a guy freaking out because he sees me at the grocery store.
Okay. This isn't a 15-minute clip, is it?
It's not a 15-minute clip. I can't record the whole conversation.
Before we hear it, though, does he already have his phone ready to record, or does he have to say,
hey man, we start over?
Do that again?
No, right. It kind of picks up probably middle conversation.
Okay, here is Lunchbox recording somebody approaching him at the grocery store.
Yeah. Celeb shop at grocery stores too, my man.
No, dude, I've been doing the radio too, man. I was doing radio in Memphis, man.
And then, oh, really?
Yeah, so my buddy was like, yeah, I just moved here to Nashville.
Okay.
I can do podcasts and stuff. And they're like, yeah, you got to check out my stuff. So I was like, all right. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then, dude, bro, you're a trip on there, man.
Thanks, dude.
I've watched all y'all stuff. And, you know, I feel bad about your presence, but that scratch off is pretty legit, though.
Hey, dude. Yeah.
Hey, good job.
Hey, nice meeting you, dude. Thank Absolutely. You, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing what I can, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just trying to kick ass one day at a time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's yep. sports as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew y'all were talking about
so Eddie Ray and I, we do a side podcast called The Sore Losers.
Are you eating?
Oh, you gotta
yeah.
go.
I'm sorry, yeah.
You gotta go.
Oh, the guy had to leave him. Well, that turned. Looks like people won't stop bothering me. And then the guy's like, sorry, man.
I got
to
run.
Lunchbox is still talking and he has to go. But also, Lunchbox, if he's such a fan of you, shouldn't he know you host The Sore Losers?
Yeah.
It sounds like he was just a radio guy looking like for in to get a job.
He was talking about some of the videos we post online. He goes back and watches all our YouTube clips. I mean, he was a huge fan.
He can't even walk around town.
No,
huh?
He was shocked. He was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, man, I shop at the grocery store,
I gotta
too.
Go. Yep.
Why do you have to go? Why do you have to go?
He got a phone call. Like the phone rang, and he was like, man, I got to take this.
Probably having a baby or something, or a big business
maybe,
deal.
Maybe his wife was going into labor. I don't know. He didn't tell me exactly what was going on, but the phone rang, and he was like, man, I got to go. But
then also, what did he say that was so funny? Now I can't even remember.
He's like, man, Lunchbox goes, man, just kicking A one day at a time. When did you say that?
Yes.
I've never heard him say
ever.
That.
You know, man, just kicking A one day at a time.
I mean, what?
Well, I'm sorry your life's difficult, and you have to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay. Here's a voicemail from Jacob in New York talking about yesterday when Morgan came on the air and told us that her and her boyfriend are no longer together.
Hey, this shout out is to Morgan. Loved your vulnerability yesterday regarding your breakup. Just remember, follow your heart and don't chase someone else's. So I wish you the best, and I hope you have a great week.
The listeners were very kind to you, Morgan.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of love and messages yesterday, which was really cool.
Yeah, and I'm scared of Facebook. I was I felt it was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see any bad comments on Facebook, so I'm at least going to live with that in my head and pretend that there's nothing else bad on there.
Love it. All right, next up here is Ray. Play voicemail number 3, please.
Have you ever had to take off and you weren't on air? Because I feel like you're one of those people who, if you have had to, like, miss a day, you can count it on, like, your hand. So how many days have you actually missed? I need to know.
So we won't put vacation days in there because they make me take those. And mostly they make me take them so you guys can have vacation.
Yeah,
thank you.
But also now I have a wife, so now I would. But there have been years where I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to take any vacation days off. But like, Bobby, you need to let your show off. Oh, yeah, those guys? I don't know the answer to that. That I've just missed.
Not many, though.
I've had to be really sick, you know, and I definitely have different standards for me versus the rest of you guys, because if you guys are sick at all, I'm like, do not come in. If you're not feeling good, anything family going on, don't come in. Just handle your business. Me, I'm dragging a leg in. It's not even my leg. I'm just dragging a leg I found on the road. I'm just dragging. So, you know, the show must go on. You know why? Because that's showbiz, baby. I don't know the answer to that. I try not to miss, though. Here is Miguel and Madeline from Texas with a Morning Corny.
Take it away, Maddie.
Okay, what's the cat's favorite color? Purple, because cats go purr.
There you go. Hopefully y'all enjoy that.
If you explain your jokes like she did, Amy, I think we'd like the corny. I think we'd understand the corny.
Sometimes I do try to explain it.
I like that, because cats go purr, and I'm like, oh, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
I like it. All right, so thank you for your voicemails.
The Bobby Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're in your 40s and you still have old clothes from late high school, college.
All that.
Well, your kids are going to maybe want them because early 2000s fashion is officially cool again. We're talking wild t-shirts, low-rise jeans, Ed Hardy stuff, tiny purses.
All that's good except Ed Hardy. No more Ed Hardy. Do not bring back Ed Hardy.
Also on this list is velour tracksuits with Juicy on the back. And I was like, is that really back?
Well, I'm going to bring mine back then.
Is it really back
in style? I'm going to wear it in the studio tomorrow. So, yeah, of course.
And if you really want to feel old, stuff from the Y2K era is now being sold as vintage. And a lot of recent shows and movies that were set in that time are being called period pieces.
Yeah, that stinks. I mean, for me, it hit me hardest when I'm like, classic rock 102.7, The Rock. All right, guys, here's some Foo Fighters. What?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Here's some Red Hot Chili Peppers. What? Yeah, that's crazy. We're getting old. All right, what else?
Speaking of being old, wrinkles is something that comes with age. And a skincare expert is saying, hey, yeah, you can age gracefully, but here's a pro tip. When you're sleeping, if you want to lessen the chance of wrinkles, like on your chest and then on your face, don't sleep on your side. And that's where our skin, like my chest, when I wake up, I sleep on my side and I go in the mirror and I look at my chest and I have all these lines. Do you not have that? Mm-mm. I'm like, oh,
I don't sleep on my side. I start fetally and I like to be hugged. I like to be a little spoon.
So that's on your side.
And then I fall asleep, but then I'm not on my side anymore after that. It's like I need it to go to sleep and then I'm on my back for the most part with my both hands extended high above over my head.
Yeah. I mean, this skincare expert says the sleeping position on the side is the worst if you're trying to
remain youthful. I don't care about chest wrinkles. I'll be honest with you guys.
I do.
Like face, okay. But chest wrinkles, never even thought about that.
Chest and neck. That's for me. I'm like, oh, I don't know. My neck and my chest look so old. And my kids, they love to tell me that.
Oh.
They're like, Mom, your neck.
Oh.
I'm like, cool. Thanks, child.
You know, if you want to know the truth, I never even noticed that your neck is any older than the rest of you.
Well, I guess, you know, sitting in the car, they have nothing else to do besides look at my neck.
All right.
Well, I saw an article saying that Target is going to be slashing prices like crazy to clear out inventory. So I personally was at Target the other day, and the shelves seemed a little bit empty, but apparently a lot of Targets in the country have, like, too much inventory.
What was that? Did you guys feel that?
No. What?
It's like an earthquake if people going to Target, I think.
Right now.
Apparently, their goal is to make room for fall and holiday shopping seasons. So this
sounds
summer,
like a normal thing they're doing. Sales. They're just making up some sort of, oh, we got to slash price. But they say that all the time. Everybody says they're slashing prices. I'm not falling for it, Target. You won't get me there. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
4-year-old Xavier, he lives in an apartment complex with his mom in Lawrence, Kansas. And man, there's a pool in the complex, and Xavier was running. He fell straight into the pool, face first, and was floating for about 30 seconds when a neighbor, Maddox, 12-year-old neighbor, sees him and calls his dad, says, "Dad, Dad, there's a kid in the pool, come help." And his dad rushes down, grabs Xavier out of the pool, and he conducts CPR on him for 4 minutes while they call 911, brings him back to life.
Where was the mom? Do we know?
Yeah, the mom was not there.
I think that's everybody's question listening right now. The 4-year-old just got outside and ran and jumped in the pool.
Yes, which is easier than you think. I have a 3-year-old, and man, just this past weekend, somebody, you know, we looked the other way, and he was across the street running in a neighbor's little splash pad. I mean, in a matter of 5 seconds. So this happens.
Eddie had all of his kids over at my house, and they're all awesome in their own individual ways. But man, all four at once. It's like stimulus overload.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
I'm short-circuiting. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's a
help,
lot.
Please help. Please help.
It's a lot. And with my baby, I'm telling you, if you just turn the other way for 5 seconds, he could be gone.
Yeah, Eddie's baby is like Stanley the Bulldog. Like, they're basically the human and dog version of each other. Just strong.
Yeah.
And will run through anything. All right, good story, Eddie. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Tomorrow morning, Hank Williams Jr. in studio, a performance. On Monday, Gavin DeGraw in studio, performance. Got an awesome couple of shows coming for you the next couple of days. I mean, today is really good, too, if I'm being honest with you. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the investigative Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Right, we have 90 seconds to figure it out, guys.
Let's go.
And if we get it, we move on to the next one.
Come on.
What's our record? Three?
Three. Yep.
Amy, ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
What dating app do lumberjacks use?
Wood.
Chop.
Hack it.
Tinder.
Chop.
Timber.
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 Go.
Amy, is it timber?
Yes.
Boom. Go. Next one.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go. Let's go.
Why didn't 4 ask out 5?
Because 6, 8, 7. Yeah. 6, 7, 8.
Go, go, go.
No, I don't, no.
6, 7, 8.
That makes sense. Because 8. Ask it again. Why didn't 4 ask out 5?
Yep.
Why didn't 4 ask out 5?
Yeah, why didn't 4 ask out 5?
9.
4. Why didn't 4 ask out 5? What is 4?
It's smaller than 5.
Why didn't 4 ask out 5? Because it's smaller.
Is that nothing in common denominator?
Nothing in common denominator.
Why
didn't 4 ask out 5?
Because...
Oh, it's 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. 4.
What? Why didn't 4 ask out 5? Because it's small.
It's 4.
4's not perfect.
Because it's little.
4.
I don't understand.
Why didn't 4 ask out 5?
Love it when you're a little stumped.
Because 3 was 2.
Especially now on Thursdays, I have to have like 10 ready.
4, 5, 6.
4 is running from 5. Four, five, six.
Four
six,
is before
nine.
Five.
It's two times two is four.
Why didn't four ask out five? Eddie, you're close.
What is it? What did I say? Two times two?
Four. Two times two is four.
I don't understand. Dang, dude, we got nothing.
We got one.
We got cocky.
We still
there.
Get to yell the chant?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
The
oh,
okay. One is the goal.
Okay. We got that in 1 second. All right.
You've gotten
no problem.
Obsessed with trying to get multiple.
Yeah, we want to set the record there. All right, ask it again.
Why
didn't four ask out five?
Because he was too squared.
Squared.
As in scared?
Yeah. Too squared.
All right, let's still yell it, though.
Hold on. I don't understand. Two
squared, is four.
Two squared.
Yes.
It sounds like two scared.
It's four.
Two squared.
Squared is times itself. So four squared would be?
16.
Correct.
Good job.
Eight squared would be?
Well, why don't you just say eight times eight?
Well, I don't know.
I've never heard him called squared.
No, but that's not the joke because he's squared.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. It was too intelligent for me. I've never heard him called squared.
It's okay,
Bubba. All right. Hit song, right?
All we can deal right, let's go. All right, clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
All right, nice job, team. We got it. All of them didn't feel as good.
Yeah, I really didn't.
Y'all got it. I know. It used to be you just had to get the one.
I know. We like to push ourselves, though.
Dude, I wanted us to keep going. Like, go.
We never stop striving for greatness, do we, guys?
No.
All right, thank you, guys. All right, let's test your musical knowledge. I'll play you the top 15 most played songs on the radio in the history of radio. Like, period, all four. Top 15 most played songs ever. How many can you name? Whomever says they can name the most, you'll have a chance to reach that goal. And if you can name all of them, you'll get the prize for the listener.
Whoa. Okay.
So I have the top 15. What do you want to go? How many you want to try to get out of 15?
I hope I can get 10.
She says 10. You want to go over 10?
Yes. I can get 11.
Lunchbox is 11. Eddie.
I'll go 12.
Wow, he's going 12.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Okay. Does anyone want to go 13?
13!
No, Amy, stop it.
Hold on, but if you lose, what?
What do I have to do?
Well, there's a punishment.
Okay, 10.
She goes back.
Or 12.
You're at 13?
No, I said
12.
I said 12.
Okay, you want to go 13?
I just need to know the punishment, man.
The punishment will be secret.
It'll be a secret?
It'll be a secret.
Do it, Lunch. Come on.
What?
Yolo.
I think I can do 13.
He says 13.
Let him roll.
All right, Lunchbox. You say, go for it.
Oh, let him have it.
If Lunch can name 13 out of 15.
Are the biggest songs of all time, Amy?
Yes. On the radio, yes. If he can name 13 to 15, Wayne, who's on the phone, wins the prize.
Yes.
And Lunchbox will even give you $10.
That's
you get extra money.
That's
but if you
about.
Lose, you'll suffer the secret punishment. All right, that is next. Bobby Bones Show. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Wayne is on the phone. Wayne, if Lunchbox gets 13 out of 15 of these most played songs in the history of radio, you will win a $50 Sonic gift card. Okay, Wayne?
Okay.
So I need you to really send positive vibes to your boy here, because if he loses, he suffers the secret punishment.
Okay.
All right. Wayne, we got this, dude. No, you might as well already look at the menu of Sonic and decide what you're going to get. Let's like go. That.
Number one.
Every breath you take.
Yeah, I'll be missing you.
It's literally called Every Breath You Take. We played it from the...
Oh, my gosh.
I'll Be Missing You is the Puff Daddy version.
Oh, how do I know the difference?
The singer.
Well, the singer.
No, he plays
didn't wait
this,
for...
He plays this clip during Puff Daddy's, too.
Are you arguing with me? No, this is the number one most played radio song of all time, Every Breath You Take, by The Police. We'll make it easier for you. I'll play the song and tell you to tell me the artist.
Okay. Dang it.
So he doesn't get that point?
I don't get Puff Daddy on that
you
one?
You don't get Puff Daddy on that one. All right, you can only miss.
They can't do that. They can't make a
you
remake
can only
and
miss
make it
two more.
That's all right.
Here we go. Number two.
I guess what?
A brown eyed girl.
This is called Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, I know that. I was gonna say that.
No, you're the artist.
Oh. Dang it, that's harder.
Most played of all time.
All right.
Go ahead.
Don McLean.
Don McLean. Wow. American Pie is him.
Gosh.
This is not. That's Van Morrison, Brown
well,
Eye
why
Girl.
Didn't you let me say Brown Eye Girl? I would have got that
because
part.
I just said 5 seconds.
I know, but when you changed it, no. it I didn't know the artist. I knew the song.
Number three, can you name the artist of this one? It's called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Number three all time. If you miss this, it's over. He loses.
No, I can still get 13.
Well, you've missed three, so and there was 15, so no,
the math.
You can't.
That doesn't add up.
Pink Floyd.
Who's that?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is Kerr, not. It's not. A three.
What?
It's the Rolling Stones.
That was easy.
It's the Rolling Stones.
All right, let's go. Keep going.
You've already lost.
Let's keep going. I'm almost there. What if I go 12 for 12? That's pretty good.
Mm-mm. So we have 12 left. I'm going to hold these. Okay. Hey, Wayne.
Oh, man. No, wait.
Yes, sir.
We're going to just stop it just like that?
You lost, yeah.
All right, what if I go 12 for 12? Can Wayne get it?
You didn't go. You went 0 for 3.
No, I know, but now, from here on
Wayne,
out.
Wayne, what do you want to say, Wayne?
I wish I had Eddie doing this.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
what do you mean, Wayne?
Okay, I'll tell you what, Wayne. We're going to come back in a second. Eddie, if you can go 12.
No. There's 12 left, right?
Yeah.
If
you can go 11 for 12.
Oh, my God.
We'll give Wayne the prize.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Why do I have to get
if he doesn't, is there a secret punishment?
No,
but for lunch is there because he bid the most.
Wait.
Why do you keep raising your hand?
Wait. I don't want to be replaced by Eddie. I want a chance to redeem myself. I'll go 11 for 12.
Can we both play?
Don't do it.
Nope. Lunchbox. Okay. Wayne, Lunchbox can either go 5 for 12.
Oh, I can do that. Wayne, no problem.
Oh, no.
Or Eddie can go 11 for 12. Which do you like?
Naming the artist or the song?
The artist.
Wayne, I got 5.
I'd say Eddie, 11 for 12.
Okay, we'll come back in a second.
Wow, let's go.
All right, we'll come back in a second with Wayne and Eddie. You guys hang out. These are the most played radio songs in the history of music. Wayne is on the phone. Eddie is competing for a gift card for Wayne to Sonic for $50.
Let's go.
You got to get 11 of 12. We're going to roll through them pretty quick.
Okay.
This is the number 4 most played song in the history of radio.
Got it.
Can you name that artist?
That's Whitney Houston.
That's correct.
Let's go, Wayne.
Good job. Next one, go.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Eddie, can you name that artist?
I can. That's the Beatles.
That's correct. 2 for 2. Let's name the next one.
Bring back that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling.
Eddie, can you name that artist?
Bring back that love and feeling.
Is that Tom Jones?
It's not.
Dang.
Lunchbox, what would you have said? You can say, Eddie.
Sam Cooke.
Incorrect. It's the Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers. Dang it.
Eddie, if you miss another one, Wayne doesn't win.
Oh, oh man, you're like such a loser.
We got this.
Next up, go.
I got it. Eric Clapton.
Good. Can't miss another one. Next one. Eddie, for the win or the loss.
What the? Oh, Wayne.
Come on.
All right, give me the Temptations.
The Temptations is incorrect. Wayne loses again.
Dang it.
Dang it.
I know.
That's what I said, Wayne.
Okay. That is the four tops. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 left. We can come back in the next segment. Amy, if you get...
Okay.
If you get...
Let's go, Wayne.
Hold on. If you get 4 out of 7,
ooh,
that's good,
you'll
Amy.
Win Wayne the card.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it. Next segment, we're back with Wayne here at Bobby Bones Show. All right, Wayne is on. He's 0-for-2 and trying to win this Sonic gift card. Amy.
Yes.
I've got 7 of the most played songs in the history of radio.
And I just have to get 4.
You just have to get 4 artists.
Okay.
All right, here we go. At number 9.
Okay.
Go. Who's that artist, Amy? Need an artist, Amy.
Police?
Correct.
Wow! Yeah! Hey, let's go!
Good.
Okay.
Next up, go.
Some hair band. You really got me. Yeah, you really got me. Are these people British?
Amy, I need an answer.
Really got. Is this the Beatles?
What's your answer?
Is it a hair band or Beatles? Beatles!
The Beatles is incorrect.
What is it?
Van Halen.
Are they British?
No.
The accent was throwing me off when she was doing it.
You really got me.
You got me. No.
Sorry, it was a hair band.
Next up, name this artist. You're still the
one I've Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is correct.
Let's
good.
Go.
Good. She needs 2 out of the next 4, right?
Hit me. We will find you acting on your best behavior. Ugh, 80s.
All right, Amy. Name the artist.
I'm trying to think of what the heck my brother listened to. Driving down the highway. I don't know. Like, that band that Ebon Evergreen.
I need an answer, Amy. Incorrect. I don't know what language she's speaking.
Yeah, interesting.
Because it's like on the tip of my tongue, but I know I don't have it.
It's not on the tip of your tongue.
How do you know? Tell me what
it's
it is.
It's definitely a different language.
Tell me.
Tears for Fears.
That's it.
No,
that
it wasn't.
That's what I was
That's
picturing.
Not what you were saying.
You've never
though.
Been in a band Green in your entire Day. Life.
I, yes, you like, I have. My here,
this,
brother
this
listened
is what you
to,
said. For everybody out there, no. Let me replay it.
No. I was thinking, are they the same band that sings, reach out and touch things?
No.
No, they're not.
Who's
no.
that?
I don't know.
Don't even answer that.
Okay, here we go. Next up.
It's same genre. Like a bridge over trouble. I will lay me down
like a bridge over trouble. Very famous song.
Yeah, I know the song. But I will lay me down. But I can't tell if it's a guy or a girl.
Well, then you don't know. One of the most played songs of all time. Top 15. Amy?
Phil Collins?
Incorrect.
Do
you know what, Eddie?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Correct, Simon and Garfunkel. Close. You got to get the next 2 right, or Wayne loses again.
Tears for Fears.
All right, next up. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time.
and all I gotta do is act naturally.
Up against the wall, redneck mother.
Shoot. Wrong song.
I know. That's Jerry Jeff. I don't know.
You know what, Eddie?
I don't.
The Beatles.
That's Ringo? The Beatles?
Act naturally, the Beatles. You've lost. Do you want to try your other one?
Yeah.
Then? Here you go.
Springsteen or something?
No. Eddie Money. Well, we tried.
Dang.
We gave Wayne three chances.
You think people hate us in their cars?
Eddie Money.
Some of those were hard.
Yeah, some of them were pretty hard.
Yeah, the top three are real hard.
Wayne.
I didn't.
Yes, sir.
You didn't win, buddy. Sorry,
yeah, sorry,
man.
Wayne. We are terrible radio.
I know.
Anything I can do for you other than that?
I actually wanted Abby to say, or you to play Abby's version of the national anthem.
I can do that. Why would you want that today for some reason? Are you feeling extra patriotic?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just
feeling really patriotic. I'm at Home Depot right now working.
Love it. All right.
I'm out in the garden.
It's the least I can do for you. I can't give you a Sonic gift card, but maybe we'll get them on a different day, guys. Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Let's hold and give them a shot a different time. Legal won't let me give them the card, but we'll try to get them on some other time. And I will play this. This is Abby, our phone screener. Abby Lee Anderson. Why are you on?
This segment went bad to worse.
Here is Abby singing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rang aloud, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
There she is, our phone screener, Abby Lee Anderson. Great job, Abby. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you, Mr. Bobby Bones. If you don't mind going over there and follow me, if you do that, you'll have good luck today. You heard it here first.
Can I unfollow you and follow you again?
Cannot. Okay. That means even worse luck. Right. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Bobby's Big Stories.
The health of your eyes has an important impact on how the rest of your body is feeling and how long you'll live. Oh, man, I'm going to die tomorrow if that's
you
the case.
You have bad eyes.
Eye health may directly regulate how long someone lives. I used to think it was a severe astigmatism, but now it's so bad that the doctor says we can't fix your right eye because it's in your brain, because there's some brain development issues there with your vision. So they can't fix it until like they can do stem cells and try to fix it that way. So it has always been very frustrating to go in. But I have a lot of awesome clients that are LASIK places, and they're like, "We'll fix you up." And I go in and they're like, "It's in your brain." Give it a shot. I want to give it a shot, though, sometimes.
Do it anyway.
Give it a shot. You feeling
can
good?
Can you laser my brain?
Yeah, can you just go in at it? But yeah, eye health is a big thing. So they learn that dysfunction of the eye can actually drive problems to other tissues in the body. Things you can do: don't stare at computer or phone screens for a long time. Light pollution, that's apparently a thing.
Yeah.
Fasting and cutting calories can improve different functions of your eyes if done in a healthy way. It does help eye health. Studyfinds.org has that story. I'm also really badly colorblind, and that is hard for me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Eddie and I were out hitting some golf balls, and I was playing with a red ball, and someone says, "How do you see that?" And Eddie says, "That's the only color he can see." And right then, I felt seen.
Hey, I figured it out.
I can see red. Unless it's really dark red, then I can't tell the difference in that and black. But Eddie goes, leave the man alone. That's the only color he can see.
That white ball, we need everyone to help where it is.
Yes, like, the red look. One, he's like, that's him. It's important to find a life partner in your 30s, the story says, or loneliness becomes a serious issue. According to a new study, as you get older, especially past 40, you will, or already do, spend less time with your friends when compared to how social you were in your 20s. Well, yeah, the thing in your 20s is you're not married for the most part. You don't have kids for the most part. So you're able to go and have these hangouts. Now it's harder for us just being married, much less the 41 kids you guys have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but yeah, they say if you're single later in life, it's multiplied like dog years. Because, you know, like a dog gets born 7, year 1. And it's like 7 years for a few years, and it starts to get to 6 to 5. And it's not 7 years all the way out. But they say that happens, and then you die lonely.
Oh, my gosh.
I was almost there. Hey, I was almost there.
You were. You got saved.
So, like, luckily, a little angel came floating by.
Between loneliness and vision issues, this is not good.
It's been a bummer of a pile, pile of stories here. Amy, that's your segment, right?
Yeah, I do the pile. This is the biggest and most important segment of the day.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
That's from Cymex.org. A poll shows what people would do with lottery winnings if they won. Amy, you win $50 million. 50.
Yeah.
First thing you do.
Definitely. First thing I do is taking whatever percentage off the top to donate to wherever I'm donating it. Because that's just going to, like, start things off right.
The first thing?
Yes, it's the first thing I do.
I'll be honest. I would give a lot as well, but it wouldn't be the first thing I do.
No, why? Not the first.
Okay, well, why not? It's so easy. You just
It'd be the same amount of money, but I'd be so excited. I just got a new toy.
Yeah.
I don't, when I get something cool and new.
I want it to feel blessed.
Yeah, okay. You're going to, okay, go ahead.
And then I'm buying, how much do I have? 50 million? Mm-hmm. Golly, because... I mean, I have a built-in pilot with a husband, so if we bought an airplane, that'd be amazing, but I mean, they're not cheap.
That would be awesome.
So, I mean, I can get a cheaper airplane, older one, cheaper one, and then...
I don't want an old, cheaper airplane. There's one thing I don't want old and cheap. I was listing all the things I would like old and cheap, and the last thing that comes to my mind is an airplane.
But if I buy fancy...
I want an overpriced fancy one that I'm not even... That's not in any way going to die. I want one where you pull the string, it turns into like a bounce house on the bottom.
Yeah.
I know Dirk just has a parachute.
Yes.
I want a parachute on top, a bounce house on the bottom.
Okay, but it'll go quick if you buy a fancy jet. And then I fly the plane to my new ranch in Montana. Yeah. What about you?
Lost that Texas loyalty real quick, didn't you? Real quick. The number one thing people would do is quit their job, and I wouldn't. If I won $100 million,
I don't want
to
quit.
Yeah, I'd be even more like, I'm here to stay. I'm going 7 hours today, iHeart. You don't like that? I bought you. That's right. So there you go. 10% would quit their job on the spot. Some would wait 6 months, then quit. 88% would donate some money to charity or relatives in need. And 2% would leave their partner.
Oh, dang, that's terrible.
If you're married, though, they just got half that check.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can leave, but just know what you're leaving. That's from studyfinds.org. What would I do? I don't know. I don't know as far as, like, the big thing. A boat, probably.
That's the first thing?
We've been thinking about getting a boat, and I just can't pull the trigger on it. So probably a boat, and I'd feel okay about spending that money.
But you know your thoughts on a boat?
What are my thoughts?
You've always said they're just like so expensive.
Yeah, but I don't have 100 million.
Not a problem
anymore. Money's not a thing anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'd have a boat and then a person that's always watching the boat
nice.
To make sure the boat's always ready to go.
Okay.
So clean, gas. It's hire a lunchbox.
Oh.
Have them go do that. Yeah,
yeah, you do it.
How do you keep your white sneakers looking fresh? That's a good question for anyone who's buying white shoes in the summer. Here you go. Number one, as soon as you take them out of the box, pre-treat them with a stain and water repellent solution. Always spray them first.
Okay.
I can tell you from firsthand experience. You want white shoes to stay white? Do that. If you don't pre-treat them and you get a stain on them, use an old toothbrush or cloth and use a very small amount of detergent and water. So you definitely don't want to throw them in the wash. But what you want to do, if it's a spot on white, use a toothbrush. And if it's an all-white cloth material like a running shoe, you can put it in the washing machine, but do not put them in the dryer.
Right.
It'll make them all wrinkly and shrunken a little bit. Or just clunky and not fit as well.
Yeah, they don't fit right anymore.
So that's from the fashion spot, but there you go.
I'm noted. You know, white shoes, all the kids, that's what they want, white shoes. And so my daughters are white and all dirty, so I literally just wash them in the washing machine and dry them in the dryer. Yay.
They may be okay, though.
I hope so.
Yeah, a man's attempting to collect a $600 lottery prize. He finds out he won $600,000. Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I'm talking about the $600. And you guys went to the
$600,000.
Yeah, I was like, $600, wow. Jif peanut butter recall is now extended to ice cream, fudge, and chicken salad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Last month, we told you, we've talked about the Jif peanut butter recall happening as a result of possible salmonella. About 16 people in a dozen states got sick, but other products made with Jif, they're saying, you can't, don't have them. You can be sick. And they list it. You can probably find it online or we can post it. But it's like vegetable products, Walmart, and Fudgimentals Fudge.
Don't know what
that is. I like that name, though, Fudgimental. For fudge, that's a good one. Yeah. Del Monte brand cut fruit and vegetable products. So you can see that.
Oh, man. I'm so nervous to eat now.
Symptoms include diarrhea, fever, chills, and abdominal pain. That's like every Tuesday for me. I just have IBS. That's not even.
You don't like peanut butter.
What are we going to say?
16 people out of 12 states, so that's not really that bad.
That called it in.
Yeah, some people just
you got to imagine people got sick and just got sick.
They don't know.
Good call.
A Georgia couple treats an Uber driver to a Garth Brooks concert ticket. When their friend couldn't make it with them, Kate and Zach tried to find someone who might want their extra ticket, and they didn't get anybody. And so they got in their Uber, and they go, hey, Vicky, how about you take this ticket? Vicky was a Garth fan, and so, boom, there they go. That's from WTVM. With them, this says, hey, we got an Uber driver that's so nice. We wanted to give her a Garth ticket. With us, we get Morgan going, this guy told me to get in the front seat. This Uber driver told me to sit in the front seat next to him. Different stories there.
Yeah, I need to go find some new Uber drivers, apparently.
Did you go to the Luke Combs concert last night?
Yeah, I did. It was insane.
Like a block party out here?
Yeah, it was like this big parking lot party. There was like 8,000 people there.
How was traffic at a place where there's not supposed to really be a concert?
Thankfully, it was right by work, so I just walked from work, and I made it happen. But Luke Combs, he did it acoustic the whole time, so hearing Beer Never Broke My Heart acoustic did not hit the same way.
Yeah, it's not as hard.
Yeah.
But does he limit it? Does he go, long neck, ice cold beer, never broke my heart? Does he do it like that version? Or does he still go at it hard?
No, he doesn't go at it hard. So I heard it, I was like, dang, that's not the same song.
Long neck, ice cold beer. It's all pretty. Beer. I like my version. I like acoustic.
I like Coffee House with Luke Combs.
The guys in the back are like, can't hear you.
What? I said, long neck, ice cold beer. All right, thank you. Those are your big stories.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Two things we're going to do in the next segment. One, a bit of Throwback Thursday. I will remind you of a story where a country artist was pulled over. And then she tweeted a little sass back at the person who pulled her over. It's pretty funny. I'll tell you what she tweeted. Okay, so Mr. I'm going to start a driving school in Nashville just to get us pulled over for doing 56 and a 45. Just saying.
That's funny.
What country star do you think tweeted that?
I don't know why I have Gretchen Wilson in my head.
Okay. Eddie?
I have Carrie Underwood in my head.
Okay. She said, okay, so, mister, I'm going to start a driving school in Nashville. Just got us pulled over for going 56 and a 45. Just saying. Okay, so that's some sass.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll tell you who said that, and we'll do two truths and a lie. I'll give you three statements about me. One of them's a lie. Hey, Scuba, can I give away one of my kids' books signed? Is that a prize?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great prize. Yeah,
I brought it from home.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean,
I think it's fine.
It wasn't sent to us. Okay. My kids' book is out Tuesday of next week. Not Thursday, but Tuesday of next week. You can order it now, and it'll be delivered to you Tuesday on Amazon or whatever. But it's called Stanley the Dog and the First Day at School. It talks about how fitting in is not everything. You have your own special things about you. You don't have to fit in. So I'll give someone a signed book after this. Give us a second. We'll come right back. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I have these liter bottle of waters that I just fill up in my house. I mean, it's a plastic bottle from some generic company, but then I just keep filling it up. And if it's in front of me, I'll drink the whole thing. It's awesome. Otherwise, I won't drink water. I won't have to drink water for 2 days.
2 days?
Well, water isn't a priority. It should be, and I try to make it a priority. And for my wife, it's a massive priority. So now she's like, take the bigger bottle, just drink it while you work, and I knock the whole thing down. So it's just about having it available. I've tried that big bucket thing where you have like, carry that around with you.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's kind of a pain.
Yes, and it's fun for 4 days.
Yeah, especially the encouraging ones where like at 11 o'clock, it's like, you got this. 12 o'clock, keep going.
I changed mine. 1 o'clock, this sucks. 2 o'clock, gotta pee.
Oh, yeah.
So trying to hit water. I was up a little late last night watching the Oklahoma-Texas softball game. Oklahoma ran away with it. Quick, there's no run rule in the championship game.
Oh, so they can just score whatever they want.
They just whooped up on them. So going to be there tonight. And listen, I am an Arkansas fan, but we know the story. My wife is an OU fan. We're very close, even some would say family, with the OU head coach. And so we're going to go root.
Some would say. It's family.
Well, but I get pushed back because she is my brother-in-law's mom.
That's family.
Okay, I would say that's family, but it's my brother-in-law's mom. That's extended family?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it's still family.
I know he became your brother-in-law, but it is by marriage because really your sister-in-law is who married him.
Yeah, now I'm confused. All right.
Still family.
Like, if they get a divorce.
Well, then it's no longer family.
I'm still claiming her. I'll be honest with you. Okay, let's go to Catherine in Oklahoma City. Oh, I'm going to be over there tonight. Catherine, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I brought from home some of my children's book. It's called Stanley the Dog and the First Day of School. And if you win this game, if you would like it, I will sign it and send it to you. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Okay. Well, they may say, well, that sounds crappy. I'd like a Beanie Baby. And if that's the case, you can have it. But we'll play for the book here. I'm going to give you 3 facts about my life. You just tell me which one is a lie, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Fact number one. The real reason I got my Arkansas tattoo on my forearm is to cover up an embarrassing birthmark. If you see pictures of me, you'll see the state of Arkansas right below my elbow on my forearm. And a lot of people go, what's the cover-up? And I'm like, That's number one. Number two, my appendix almost killed me as a kid. Something happened with my appendix, and I almost died as a kid.
Okay.
This is not right. This is more like one truth and two lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is written as two truths and a lie, but those are both lies. I was going to tell you right now.
No, I'm like.
Yeah, I'm like.
Maybe have her say which organ almost killed you. See if she knows.
Well, hold on. Let's just finish this game now. This is more like two lies and a truth. I've eaten a dead sheep carcass.
I'm assuming that's going to be true because you did the bear grills thing. So, I mean, that sounds.
Yeah, that's right. That's the true one. Hey, Mike, let me ask, because Mike put this game together. What's.
Well, didn't the second thing happen when you fell?
Spleen.
Spleen.
Yeah, spleen.
Yeah, all the classic appendix for spleen mix up.
I don't know you that well.
Yes, got it. Okay. So, yeah, ruptured my spleen. It's a whole, it almost died.
You know what? I started to think, like, wait, what happened to your appendix?
Me too. I was like, well, I'm looking at my forearm, like, what's the birthmark? I don't have a birthmark on my arm. My appendix did not almost kill me. It was my spleen when I fell off a house. But I have eaten a dead sheep carcass. Okay, you know what? You're the winner. Let's give her.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
All right, stay on the phone, and I'm going to get you this one, and I'll sign this book for you, Catherine.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Let's go over to Caleb in Texas. We have another round we can play. Hey, Caleb.
Hey.
You have any kids?
No.
Oh, are you a kid?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Caleb sounds like a kid.
Caleb's trying to fake being an adult. No, I don't have any kids. Caleb, how old are you, buddy?
14.
Well, you don't want to sign kids' book, do you? You want a Beanie Baby, a kids' book? What do you want? You want some crap from the back? I'll give you a chance to win all this stuff.
Sure.
No.
Which one do you want?
Which one do you want?
Oh, crap from the back.
Okay. Completely agree.
Typical 14-year-old.
Okay, so Caleb, I'll give you two truths and a lie. You tell me which one's a lie. You're playing for crap from the back. Fact number one, I have been robbed at gunpoint. Gun to my head. Fact number two, I thought babies came out of the belly button until I was near 12 years old. Fact number three, my high school bully just hit me up for tickets to my comedy show next weekend. So two of those are true.
I'm going to say...
One's a lie. Which one's a lie?
The second one.
That I thought babies came out of the belly button until I was almost 12. That's actually embarrassingly true.
Mm.
It was way later until I learned that the baby comes out of, for most times, the vagina.
Yes.
And so, college, when did you learn that?
No, it was around 12, 11, 10 maybe. I just thought it came out of the belly button. There was a hole there, and I know anything about the vagina.
Yeah. Well, does he?
Correct.
Like, are you?
We're not going to go there, though, are we?
No, I just didn't know. So I thought there was like, that was the only spot.
No, Amy wanted to ask Caleb.
No, I'm not. No. We're not asking Caleb that question.
I did not want to ask. I just thought, like, Caleb, maybe we just need to not talk about it right now.
Caleb, why are you calling the show? No school, right? Just hanging?
Right. It's summer, and I listen to your show every morning. I
appreciate that, buddy. Well, I don't really have a prize for him because he didn't win, and legal won't let us give away prizes. Anything you want to say? Can I give you a free shout out, Caleb?
No.
Okay. Love to hear it. There he is. Caleb, 14.
Man of many words.
You got any kids? I don't. Are you a kid?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we gave one book away. My book comes out on Tuesday. You can pre-order it now, and it'll be at your house Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, whenever they deliver. I would love it. And the first year, any money we make, we're donating. So have a book for your kids. Eddie's kids liked it.
They loved it.
And and help out a place that's helping out dogs. Let's do Throwback Thursday. Hit it, Ray.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
Today in 1949, Hank Sr. made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry. He sang Lovesick Blues, got an unprecedented 6 encores. Ironically, Opry bigwigs had been reluctant to book him at first because his wild lifestyle was at odds with the Opry's clean and wholesome image.
Wow.
Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal.
See, he was a bad boy?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah.
I know he drank a lot, but I didn't know that was his image.
He's trouble.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's cool.
He's a rock star. Just wore a cowboy hat. Today in 1974, Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You presided at number one on the Billboard Country Singles Chart. Today in 1989, Clint Black.
Well, I'm leaving here a better man.
Yeah, jam. That's a good one. 1993 on this day, Reba and Linda Davis release
Does he love you?
Ooh.
Trivia question, Amy. Linda Davis is the mom to who?
Hillary Scott.
From Lady A. Yeah, nice job. Garth Brooks set a fanfare record on this day in 1996 at CMA Music Fest, where he signed autographs for 23 hours straight.
Crazy!
I'm up here complaining about one kid's book. My wrist hurts.
That's nuts.
That's nuts. 23 hours straight. Today in 2000, Chad Brock's single, Yes, was number one on the country charts. She said yes. Wow. She said, I never heard it.
I said, how about right now, love?
Yeah. No.
What? Okay, you girl. Don't know
must have been one of those that came and went pretty quick.
What year?
2000.
Okay. Yeah. So I was in, freshman year of college. Maybe.
Today in 2003, Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man was ranked number one of all time, 100 greatest songs of country music. CMT did the list. This is number one. Number two was George Jones. He stopped loving her today.
He stopped loving her today.
By the way, George and Tammy were also married.
That's right.
That song wasn't them together. They did a bunch of duets. But and then finally, today in 2013, Carrie Underwood was pulled over for speeding directly following her performance at Nashville's LP Field.
Yes.
They were caught speeding, reports Country Weekly. Carrie tweeted at 11:38 p.m. Okay, so, mister, I'm going to start a driving school in Nashville. Just got us pulled over for going 56 and a 45. Just saying. I don't know if she's talking about the person that pulled her over, though.
The person driving.
Whoever was in her car.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh.
That makes more sense, because I don't picture Carrie saying that about a police person.
So who was driving?
Police officer.
Let's play Mike Fisher. I don't even know. Let's
just probably start a driving school?
I guess so.
That's a weird tweet.
A little context missing there, but all right. That's your Throwback Thursday. Coming up in the next segment, this guy saw a nice little dog. He said, look at that little doggy. And he went over to pet the doggy. It was not a dog. It was actually something I've never confused for a dog, and it took a chunk out of him.
Oh.
It got him. Yes, there's also an animal we'd normally see from the jungle running around in a town. We'll talk about that. And then my intel tells me that, Amy, you have been in a bad mood all day today.
What?
Or at least the morning started off rough for you.
Okay.
We'll talk about that as well. Be back in a second. The guy was bitten after mistaking an alligator for a dog. Wait, what? Now, I know sometimes when they do like a wolf, and they're like, we picked up this puppy, and we were like, oh, it's the cutest puppy. And then it turned into a vampire or a werewolf. And I'm like, oh, duh, that was a wolf.
Right.
Right. They kind of look like a dog, but it's not a dog. It's a wolf, but I can understand that. An alligator looks nothing like a dog. An unnamed 49-year-old man in Northport, Florida, had a nasty run-in with an alligator that he thought was a pup. Police say the man was outside walking. He saw a dark figure moving along the bushes on the shell path. He said, oh, look at that dog with a long leash.
Mm-hmm.
What?
See,
okay,
I just
this guy, this is one of those.
Vision
problems. The guy was intoxicated.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true, but there's always some sort of line at the end of these. The dog ended up being a 7-foot alligator that bit his right leg and ripped a chunk out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy called 911 and got some help. The man was given medical attention. The gator was trapped and removed. They don't say what happened after that, but I'm assuming they let it live with the other dogs.
Sure.
In the dog swamp.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's from ABC Action News. Surely he was impaired in some way. This is me speculating.
Yeah, either like with substance or visually. Totally impaired.
Oh, now you're going with the, oh, man. True.
Yeah.
Could have just been blind, and here I am
making
jokes.
Well, I mean, like he didn't have his contacts in or something.
There's a zebra on the loose in Santa Barbara, California. It is not normal to see a zebra roaming around California, but that's what's happening. Multiple reports of the animal hanging out. One was just on the side of the road. The same zebra is grazing at times in people's front yards.
Aww.
It's a local zebra named Maynard who belongs to a resident. They can't really trap him, and they can't find the resident right now.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
He's roamed before, but there's a zebra on the loose.
That so
is
cute.
From UPI. Okay, Eddie, I'm going to ask you this. You said Amy may be having a bad morning. What happened with Amy this morning?
Yeah, I was right behind her coming into work, and I guess there was a service truck, like somebody's working on the front gate of the building, and they were blocking the entrance, and Amy just pulls up and stops like, oh, there's people in the way. She kind of looks around and then just throws it in reverse and goes, gets out and then goes down the road. I'm like, whoa, what happened here? Because I'm just waiting. These guys look like they're about to move at some point. And then Amy comes running down the sidewalk. So I guess she ditched her car on the street, runs down the sidewalk and into the door. And I'm like, whoa.
Because I have stuff to do.
Why so hasty? I mean, I had to wait for like 10 minutes too. I pulled up and they were just sitting in the garage. And
yeah, so I didn't want to wait.
I sat there and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Took some deep breaths, did a little meditating.
Nope.
We were early, I thought. Like, we had time to kill
a little bit. But I still, for me, I was later than I wanted to be, even though it was early. And I had stuff I needed to do, and I didn't know how long it was going to take. It looked complicated, like that, a trailer hitch. And I was like, okay.
So you ditched your car?
I didn't ditch it. I went and parked on the side street instead of inside the garage, and then I ran up to the building. Wow. See, I was trying to get here, get my job done.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. And I don't know that I threw it into reverse. That's just how I drive.
That light came on real quick. You know that white light?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, last night, by the way, Oklahoma won. They beat Texas in the first game of the College World Series for softball. So I'm going to go over to Oklahoma City tonight and watch that. If they win tonight, you'll see me in the dog pile. How funny would that be if Oklahoma
wins?
I'm not even an Oklahoma fan. Just my wife is. And I jump in the dog pile. That would be hilarious.
Please do
I would
that.
Never disrespect by doing that. But I said to Coach Patty Gasso, who's coaching the team, that I'm not going to wear Oklahoma gear, but I have a little something in mind. So I may be on TV tonight. Who knows? Okay. We got pretty good tickets, so we could be in a shot. I mean, they're not going to feature me.
Okay. Do you know where we can look?
Yeah, right behind home plate on the first base side.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sumter County, Florida. Two guys were playing golf when one guy starts saying, "Hey, you need to move. I can't see the green." He's like, "I know golf etiquette." They start arguing. The 77-year-old man walked up and punched the 86-year-old man in the face.
Oh, they're both old.
Yeah.
Really old. Oh. And so what happened?
He got arrested for assault.
How about that? You're almost 80 and you get arrested for fistfighting somebody.
I mean, at that point, you don't care, right? You're like, whatever.
Yeah, we say that. But then we'll be 80 and be like, of course we care.
I don't want to go to jail.
I used to think, man, when I'm 40, who cares? Like, I care. I'm still in it. I'm still in it to win it. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope you guys have an awesome rest of the day. Tonight, I'll be in Oklahoma City. I'm going to go watch Oklahoma and Texas game 2, where if Oklahoma wins tonight, they're the national champions.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't have enough in me to go woo. I'm rooting for them, obviously.
Well, what are you wearing?
Generic.
Okay. We'll see.
No, we'll see.
I'll be looking for you on TV.
Generic. But we're here tomorrow. Hank Williams Jr. in studio. The dance parties, obviously. That's all. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.